Black Rochesterians, young and old, see the same problem. They're riled up about racial injustice. But as WXXI's James Brown reports, they're taking different routes to solutions.
Frustration boiled in the spring in reaction to George Floyd's death in Minneapolis and the other police-involved deaths of black people elsewhere. Those deaths motivated action on just about every level of Rochester, from a newly minted government commission on structural racism to mass protests in the streets. Those protests are mostly led by a new group of 20 and 30-somethings called Free to People Rock. They describe themselves as a black liberation group. Hundreds and sometimes thousands of people march with them. The frustration hit a new level when police body camera footage of Daniel Prude suffocating in Rochester police custody in March surfaced in September. Prude was revived but died a week later. Marches and protests and investigations into the incident and the alleged cover-up that followed continue to this day. Kevin Miles says he's seen this before.
Marches and protests are really the on-ramp to activism.
He's the Southeast Regional Director of the NAACP. He works with about 600 branches between Mississippi and the Atlantic Coast. He says once dormant chapters like Rochester are coming back to life.
Because everybody gravitates not so much to the fact that they want to be a part of an organization, but they gravitate to the idea that working together will allow us to do X.
But in Rochester, things have played out a little differently. The NAACP has been dormant for nearly a decade here, and the organization isn't top of mind for leading protest organizers, Ashley Gant and Stanley Martin.
Do you guys have any thoughts on the NAACP?
No thoughts on them.
Gant says she's heard rumors about a new chapter forming, but says they haven't been very active during the protests.
Every generation pushes the envelope a little bit further. So, I mean, no shade to the NAACP. I'm just concerned with Free the People Rock right now.
Free to People Rock has run into pushback from mostly older members of Rochester's black community who asked them to stop their daily protests and negotiate. Gant says they're willing to listen, but don't plan to stop protesting until their demands are met. More than a month after their protests began, only one demand has been met. Police Chief LaRon Singletary was fired in September by Mayor Lovely Warren. The group also wants the mayor and Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley to resign in the arrests of all the officers involved in the Prude case. Rich Johnson is generally supportive of Free to People Rock, but sees the role of the NAACP in black activist groups differently.
If something is really out of hand, then yes, there's going to be protests and stuff like that. But in my mind, I want to get to the table and hash things out civilly.
Johnson, who's in his 40s, has run his own nonprofit for years. He's one of a handful of Rochesterians who've been working to revive Rochester's NAACP chapter. Johnson says the group consists of mostly people over 40, including lifetime members who joined in the 1980s. In August, they got their 100th member, which is enough to revive the chapter. They expect that to happen by January. Johnson says local lawmakers and clergy make up a large chunk of their membership. He says those connections could make a difference when it comes to changing the status quo.
My main goal is to move this thing forward and make sure that it has an agenda that's going to help our community, where things like this Daniel Prude situation or any other situation gets exposed, gets dealt with, and we put things in place so it doesn't happen again.
James Brown, WXXI News.